And the Lord spake unto Moses, Thou shalt also make a laver of brass, and his foot also of brass to wash with. And thou shalt put it between the tabernacle of the congregation and the altar, and thou shalt put water therein. For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet thereat, when they go into the tabernacle of the congregation. That's when they go into the holy place. They shall wash with water that they die not, or when they come near to the altar to minister to burn offering made by fire unto the Lord. So they shall wash their hands and their feet that they die not. And it shall be a statute forever to them, even to him and to his seed throughout his generation. Now that laver, of course you see it, it's round, got just 1 foot across it, full of water. I don't know how big it was. It doesn't tell us that. But when they entered into the tabernacle, when they entered into the outer court, between the brazen altar and the holy place, there's that laver. And the first thing you had to deal with when you went in there, you had to deal with blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. And then the second thing you see is that laver. Were they washed? And there's the washing and the blood, you know, at times they go together, at other times they're completely separate. I know when our Lord Jesus Christ, when the Roman soldier took that spear and hit him in the side and cut him open, water and blood came out. Blood to wash us from our sins, water to sanctify us and cleans up our walk. And at the brazen altar, sins were dealt with and put away. And at the golden altar, where they put the incense on, there's where worship was offered up before God. That incense, that sweet savor that went up to God, that's where worship was. And midway between the two, there stood this laver. And this talked about us being purified while we're in the way. While we're going on in our lives. That's what it's talking about. Practical purification while we're living in this world. You know, we get defiled. That's one of the reasons why we come to this meeting. That's why we come to the worship service. It's so that the water, the Word of God, can wash us and cleanse us. Now what does this laver picture? Well, I'm going to show you. Look over here in Exodus 38. We get an idea here of what it was like from the mirrors that the women used. In Exodus 38:8, look what it says here. Gives you an idea of what this brazen altar was for. It says here in verse 8, And he made the laver of brass. The laver we're talking about. He made the laver of brass and the foot of it of brass. Of the looking glasses of the women. And then you look in the margin, it says brazen glasses. These things were polished so bright, polished so finely, that the women used them for mirrors. And he said that's what he did with this golden laver. It was a highly polished, beautiful piece of brass that was full of water. And that's what he's talking about. That's how it's highly polished. And these broken glasses were made of highly polished brass. And I tell you, that looking glass is what the Word of God tells us about. You know, over in James it said, Whosoever looketh into the Word of God and heareth the Word of God. It's like looking into a mirror. That's what he said, James 1, 23 and 24. He said, looking into the Word of God is like looking into a mirror. He that's a hearer and not a doer is like unto a man looking into a mirror. And that man who just hears and doesn't do, he looks in a mirror and then goes away and straightway forgets what manner of man he is. The Word of God didn't do him any effect. And that's what the Word of God is. It's a mirror that holds up to us and shows us our imperfections and shows us all the needs that we have in Christ. And we look in this thing and we're hopefully we're doers of the Word of God. And I tell you what, this figure is also used throughout the Scriptures. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? How? By taking heed thereto according to your word. And another verse of Scripture, our Lord Jesus said in John 15:3, He says, Now ye are clean. How? Through the word which I've spoken unto you. So this laver pictures the word of God. And it washes us and cleanses us. And as we meet for worship, the first place we go is to the brazen laver. And I tell you, before we go into the rest of the tabernacle, before the incense is ever burned on the altar, we have to must wash at the laver. We've got to be cleansed. And that's this word. This word you read tonight. Back there in the study about how that Timothy knowed the Scriptures from the time he was a child that were able to make him wise unto salvation. And beloved, in this James prayed, Lord, if there's anything, any way, anything about us, please cleanse us from it, save us from it. The psalmist said it like this. He said, Lord, search me. Search me. Try me. And if there be any wicked way in me, save me from it. And that's what this laver pictures. We're going through this life. And we need to be washed. We need to be cleansed from our defilement while we go through this life. Our feet, our hands, all of those things, what has to be done. And that's why he said, when they go in, before they do anything else, they wash their hands and they wash their feet. How come they do that? Dirty. Dirty. They couldn't go no farther till those were washed. And Aaron and his son, the second thing is, Aaron and his sons slew the sacrifice at the brazen altars. And if their hands were unclean and the desert dust had soiled their feet before they could enter into the dwelling place of God. And that's what he says there, you know, in verse 19. He says, For Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and feet thereat. Thereat. And I'll tell you, beloved, in Revelation 19:27, that nothing unclean or defiled shall enter in. You know, we walk and we live in this world and we get defiled and we're in continual needing and cleaning of the Word of God, the water of the Word. I want you to see something over here with me in John 13. Look in John 13. Talking about this laver. And all like we walk in this old defiled world, we need continual cleansing in the water of the Word. We do. And I, you know, some of you all say, come and you say, boy, I said, I really need something from the Lord. I need something from the Lord. Because you know you feel the need. We don't know even what we've said or done until the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of God comes along and tells us. And bless His holy name, He takes the very Word of God and washes us and cleanses us and makes us understand where we're wrong. Well, you know, we look in a mirror and it can't fix us. But this Word right here can fix us. This is one mirror that can fix us. You know, when you look in this Word, it'll fix you. It'll wash you, it'll cleanse you, get the blemishes off of you. And look over here in John 13, and look down here in verse 4, talking about our Master now. And now he's dealing with his disciples here. He rises from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poureth water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet. And to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Oh my. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? What he's saying is, no. Sarcastically he says, no, you're not going to wash my feet. Our Lord answered and said unto him, What I do now, Thou knowest not what I do, thou knowest not now, but you'll know later what I'm doing. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, and listen to this now, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Lord, look what he says next. He goes from one extreme to the other. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but almost my hands, and wash my head. Just wash me. And our Lord said, oh my. So that's what we're talking about. You see, I'm going to tell you something. Though our hands get soiled and our feet get dirty, that does not change our perfect standing before God. He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. But I tell you what it will do. It will affect our communion with God. It'll affect our fellowship with God. It will not change our standing, but it'll affect our worship. It'll affect our communion. It'll affect our fellowship with God. When we are defiled and our hands are dirty and our feet's dirty, we feel like we have to stand afar off. And really we don't, because God's gave us ways to deal with this. And I tell you what, you know, when we're not washed, we can't. Peter said it like this. He says, you know, we offer spiritual sacrifices made acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That's what a priest does. And if we're defiled and we're dirty hands and dirty feet, we can't even offer spiritual sacrifices. And so until we've been at the laver, at the Word of God, until we've been at this blessed laver right here. And I tell you what, and is hearing the Word of God important? Oh my. I had that article in the bulletin this morning that Greg Elmquist put in there. Said it's more hearing is more important than preaching. Hearing is more important than preaching. That hearing is where faith comes to. Hearing is how God takes the Word of God and gives life. Hearing is how God takes the Word and teaches us and instructs us. So even though I'm a preacher, it's the hearing is the most important part. That, you know, listening and learning and grasping and understanding and delighting in and enjoying and understanding and being blessed to your heart and soul, that's the most important thing that happens in these services. It's how it affects you. And that's, you know, that's why I say, you know, and a sinner must have daily cleansing by the laver, and that points to the Lord Jesus Christ, who fits and meets our every need. Lord, cleanse me, and I shall be whiter than snow. That's what David said. Create in me a right spirit. And he said, wash me. That's what he said in Psalm 50, wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. That's where that song come from. And oh, beloved, for us to try to go into the presence of God Almighty with dirty hands and dirty feet, that would be like Aaron and his sons going into the tabernacle and going in there dirty. To go into the presence of God unwashed, not washed in their hands dirty and their feet dirty, and try to go into the presence of God in worship. And people think that they can cleanse themselves. Listen, I'm telling you, we can't cleanse ourselves. No. We're talking about Christ cleanses us, this labor cleansing us. And this Word of God is the slaver that points to Christ who washed us. Revelations 1:5 said, unto him that loved us, and that word washed us means laved us. It's like the laver, unto him that loved us and laved us in his own blood. And ah, beloved, to come into the holy place with soiled hands and soiled feet, you know what would happen to Aaron and his sons? God said, they'd die. He said, they'd die. And all people think they got to do is go to church and you know, do the best they can and quit their sinning and all that. But I tell you, God Almighty won't need anyone in worship till they go to that laver first. Got to go with that washing. Now, washing. Let me show you something over here in Ephesians 5. Look in Ephesians 5. Here's what I'm talking about. I hope I can make this understandable. I don't know about you, but I tell you what, I feel so unclean sometimes. I feel so. And you know what? If you know where I go to get cleansing, I go to the Word. I go to Christ. You know? Our hands get dirty. Our feet get dirty. And that's why, you know, when our Lord Jesus washed the disciples' feet, He washed them to show them that, listen, as I do this for you and take care of you and I meet your needs of your daily life, you watch out for one another and you come to me for your cleansing every day. He's not talking about us washing one another's feet. He's teaching us something spiritual. Oh, listen, I'm like Simon Peter. Wash my head, wash my hands, wash me all over. Wash me all over. But look here in Ephesians 5 and verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now listen to this. That he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You know, we talked about him being the living water this morning. Now we're talking about him being the water to wash us, cleanse us. And so when we talk about this labor, having to go to the labor, gotta, you know, the blood and the washing. And I tell you, this labor speaks of believers taking the Word of God and making it real to them and applying it to themselves. And the water in this labor tells us that believers must judge themselves unsparingly by the Word of God. You know, if I've ever told you how to do something, if I ever put you a work to do or anything to do, you please tell me. If I fail to point you to Christ for your washing, for your cleansing, if I ever told you how to dress or how often you got to attend services, you know, if a person don't want to be here, they won't be here. And if a person wants to be here, they will be here. We're not going to call them. We're not going to beg them. We're not going to plead with them. Hopefully I'm not going to tell people how to think, how to walk, how to talk. What to give, or nothing like that. I hope I point everybody to Christ, always to Christ. But one thing I know, that when we look into this Word of God, when you do it at home or wherever you're at, you look at this thing like looking into the labor and being washed by the labor, you have to judge yourself unsparingly by this Word. If it condemns you, you're condemned. If it tells you you're wrong, you're wrong. If it points out something about your character, points out something about your walk, points out something about your understanding, points out something about what you believe and what you've done or what you've said or who you've done it to, if it comes and then you look at that and it points to you about something, you got to say, well, guilty. Well, what am I going to do about it? Go to Christ. Where else you going to go? Where else you going to go? How many times have you done something and say, Lord, I am so sorry, but here's something else you say. I'll try not to do that again if you'll give me grace. You don't make no promises. You're afraid to make any promises. You know why? Because you know yourself. Huh? But you know why? That's why we just keep coming back to that labor. Keep coming back to that labor. Keep coming back to that labor. And I tell you, the importance of reading and hearing the Word of God can't be overemphasized. You know, he said, David, it keeps us from falling into sin. David said it like this. He says, Thy Word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not do what? Sin against you.
Yeah.
Sin against you. I don't sin against you. I got out of the car this morning, and I told Shirley, you know, I got out of the car, and she said, just she told me this morning before we left, she said, I'm praying that the Lord bless you and uses you and speaks to his sheep. And I said, well, I'm like old Scott Richardson said, I don't want to embarrass myself, but I certainly, certainly don't want to embarrass God. Not when we get up. Mm-mm. But I tell you what, when we do sin, John said it like this, if any man's sin, we have an advocate with the Father. And the same thing it says here, if any man sin, we got a laver. We got a place where we can wash. We can wash our hands and we can wash our feet. Our hands can be clean and our feet can be clean, and we can worship God and we can walk in the presence of God without any condemnation or guilt whatsoever. And I tell you, let me give you another thing about this laver. This laver is also, this word, this laver, is also used for refreshment. Used for refreshment. Refreshes you. Believers come to worship sometimes with tired and feet that hurt. Tired, weary feet. And what in the world can bless your feet more than to have them washed? Put them in some good cold water. Let them sit there in that good cold water and let them rest. And all, beloved, when we come into the worship service, we can worship and have our feet washed and rest under the tree of life. Let me show you something in Genesis 18. Turn over to Genesis 18. Look at this with me. That's what I'm talking about. We can come to worship and wash our feet and rest under the tree of life. Genesis 18. Let me set this up here now. And while we're resting, maybe we can have a morsel of bread and comfort ourselves before we pass on. The Lord appeared unto him, to Abraham, in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent during the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground. Now listen, here's the first thing he said. It says, my Lord, if I have now found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Now listen, let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. let a little water be fetched, and let's wash your feet, and then you sit down under this tree. When we're washed, we sit down. Our fellowship is around the cross. And because of the cross, Christ meets us at the cross. God meets us at the cross. The Holy Spirit meets us at the cross. And he said, let me get some water and wash your feet. Oh my. And then look what else he says. And then I'm going to get you a morsel of bread. I'm going to feed you. That's that what our master does. Here, wash your feet when you come in here. Oh, rest here at the cross. Rest in the Christ of the cross. And I'll fetch you a morsel of bread and comfort your hearts. Oh, let your hearts be comforted. And then you know what you can do? Then you can carry on. You can just keep on going. You can keep on going. That's what we do. We rest in our Lord Jesus Christ. And we come in here and get our feet washed. We come in here and he gives us a morsel of bread. And we come here and he comforts our heart before we can pass on out of here and go on about our lives. And God's children come to death, come together, because they were fixing to go down to Sodom, and there ain't no cleansing in Sodom. There ain't no cleansing in this world. None whatsoever. And thanks be unto God's blessed Lamb that one day, one glad day, will never again be defiled, no longer need to wash. You know, he says in the Revelation that the streets are as a sea of glass. That's how shiny the gold is there. And oh my, we'll stand on that sea, a transparent glass reminding us of the labor and the altar. And the labor testifies of two things. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. And without the holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Where's that holiness going to come at? Through Christ washing us and using the Word of God. And in our perfection, when we get to glory, we're going to sing the song of the Lamb. Huh? Nothing then will ever hinder our worship and praise Him who loved us and gave Himself for us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. We sang that old hymn, "Are you washed? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments made spotless? Are your garments made white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?" Huh? "Lord Jesus, I long to be perfectly whole. I want Thee forever to live in my soul. Break down every idol, cast out every foe. Now wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow." Huh? Did we get washed tonight? Oh my, we come here tired, we come here weary, we come here with bad feelings sometimes, we come here with ill feelings, we come here worried, and the Lord Jesus comes and washes us, comforts us, feeds us, and meets our needs. Bless His holy name. What a blessed, wonderful Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior is Jesus our Lord. Our Father, oh gracious, gracious God in heaven, thank You for allowing us to gather here tonight. Lord, I'm glad and thankful that You put it in our hearts to gather, to worship, to meet with the people of God. And Lord, we're going to pass on away from here. But Lord, we've come in here and we've had our feet washed. We've been fed. We've been comforted in our hearts. And now we can go on. Oh, we can go on until we gather again. Lord, help us always to set our heart, set our affection, set our souls and hearts on You. And Lord Jesus, create in us a greater love for You. Create in us a greater regard for You, a greater need for You. Cause us, O Lord Jesus, always more and more and more to look to You until one day we'll see You. Bless Your holy name. We'll see You face to face. Oh, to see You. We see You here by faith. We worship You here by faith. We make an effort looking at You and seeing You in Your Word. But, oh Lord, someday, face to face with Christ my Lord. God bless these dear saints as they go. Thank You for them. Blessed be Your holy name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that power in the blood. You want to?